When we hear discussions about Christianity and Islam, the focus is often on how the two religions are so different. But Kafi Kaskas, who's the author of The Quran with References to the Bible, A Contemporary Understanding, he says there are more elements that are similar in the two religions. He'll be speaking on Bringing Abrahamic Peace, Bridging the Quran and the Bible at an event in Boulder tomorrow morning.
There are many ways to compare the two books. But we need to look at them in a way that will bring the people that believe in them together. So I looked at values that they both teach that are common to both. For instance, if we take the two commandments, the two greatest commandments that Jesus talked about, we found out that they are both in the Old Testament, the New Testament, and in the Quran. I can talk a lot more about the two commandments because they're very important to all three religions. Actually, if you look at the Gospels, you'll find that in Matthew 22:35-40 and in Mark 12:28-34, that Jesus is answering a question. Someone asked him, what's the greatest commandment? And Jesus said, to love God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and all your strength. That commandment actually is not original to Jesus. Jesus was quoting the Torah when he said this. You'd find the same commandments in Deuteronomy 6, in Deuteronomy 11, in Numbers 15. And then Jesus said, the second one is like it, to love your neighbor like yourself. Jesus, in fact, could have said something original that would have dazzled those that are listening to him. Instead, he chose to quote something from the Torah to show the continuity of God's message to the Israelites, to people everywhere, and then the Quran came and confirmed what Jesus said with similar wording. So we can take something like this and we can build on it a common ground for all adherents to these three religions, and invite them all to love God their own way and to love their neighbors, basically with competing in what's good.
How do we get to a place where those two books, the Bible and the Quran, are not being used in such a divisive way, particularly with our current political situation? It seems the Bible itself and the Quran itself are being used to divide people, and yet your work proves that there's more in common, really, if we actually take a look.
Yeah. This is not an easy question to answer, but I'll answer it again in the way I best know how. One heart at a time. I mean, many people, many Muslims after 9/11 decided that the best course for them is to go and hide somewhere. So now they're invisible. You can't find them. They don't want to be seen. Others decided we'll go and be with our own community, so they go to the mosque and they have their activities within the mosque. And they find some comfort in seeing other Muslims around them. The way I chose to deal with the threats that are all around us nowadays is to educate, to try to go to people and talk to them about our common values. I mean, look, each one of us have good and bad within them. I believe my mission is to appeal to what is good. My mission is to try to go to people and say, I love you. You are my neighbor. In fact, if you're an evangelical, this is what you believe in. So let's try to build close relationship and compete in what is good. The Quran calls us to compete in what is good. Let's put emphasis on what's common between us, what we like to see in the United States, this country of ours. We're not going anywhere as Muslim, and you're not going anywhere. It's your country, and it's our country as well. And we both consider it dear to our heart. So let's serve it by competing in serving our neighborhoods, our country, the cities we live in, the areas we serve in. So there are many ways that we need to approach each other. We shouldn't give up. Pluralism is very important to the United States.
That's Safi Kaskas. He will speak on bringing Abrahamic peace, bridging the Quran and the Bible tomorrow morning in Boulder. It's part of the monthly Interface series and it happens at the Naropa campus in North Boulder. And you can find out more about the location and how to attend online at interfaceboulder.org.